So I'm here with
Thomas La Rosa of Nerve Radio in Bournemouth.
I'm Ella Aitchison. I'm from Rare FM at UCL.
Ben Dowse.
Sean Cook.
From Blast Radio in London.
My name's James and I'm from Express Radio.
And you were the first person to have your demo played. How was that?
Mildly, intensely terrifying. Very sudden is the word I would use, yeah.
It was probably one of the most nerve-wracking moments of my life.
I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't really know what you need to put in a demo. Kind of just took a shot at it, made it earlier, and I actually am quite shocked at all the really nice things that they said.
We've just had the second of the demos played out here at Demo Factor, and it was...
My name's Chris Boyle from Spark FM, presenting Everything House.
There seemed to be a lot of positives in the judges' feedback.
I was entirely shocked by the comments. It was quite overwhelming.
I was really scared of Paul and Chris, but I was actually quite pleased when they gave me positive feedback. I
wasn't really expecting them to be that passionate about it.
They said some nice things, actually. They were like, we liked what you were saying, but we just couldn't really... I think they were saying, wasn't your best link.
So I'm here with the amazing...
Matt, are you?
So you're from Leeds Student Radio?
Leeds Student Radio, that's it.
Amazing. And you have just done the most fantastic demo. Well, how are you feeling right now?
I can't even begin to tell you. I'll level with you. I didn't rate myself that highly until I had five industry people stand up and applaud me. So.
Demo Factor is now well and truly underway here at Cardiff, and it's fair to say that the judges are out in full force at the moment. In particular, for Izzy from Livewire, a familiar face, a wonderful presenter. How are you feeling after that?
That was quite intense. I wasn't really expecting to be that passionate about it, but I guess at least I've provoked some kind of reaction.
Will you be entering next year?
Well, we're third years.
Ah.
So.
This is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you're second year, yeah?
Yeah.
So you can enter again.
There's always another chance.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm Rue from the SRA podcasting team. I am backstage with the full gang of judges.
So I, for one, know that from Demo Factor 3 years ago, I now understand the importance of catching the attention of a listener as soon as the fader goes up or as soon as the demo starts. What are you all looking for individually when a demo starts?
I think the ones that were... the best ones were radio ready people. It's got to be no messing around, stand out straight away. I might only have a few minutes to listen to demos in my day, and actually, if I'm going to listen to a load of production, it's probably not going to grab me.
If you get bored, you switch it off.
Yeah,
okay.
Anybody does.
It's been a pleasure talking to you all.
There ain't no party like a demo factor.
So, I am here with the winner of this year's Demo Factor, Matt Curtis. So, Matt, how are you feeling?
A little bit like I'm not quite here. Like, I feel like I'm going to fall over, really.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.